Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is 10 to 11, it is Tuesday, and it's a fucking beautiful day. It is chilly, a bit frosty still on the ground, but it's lovely blue skies. Bright sunshine. You can just feel the warmth of the sunshine. It's probably a bit early to say this, but you know, it kind of feels like spring is on the way, but I'm sure we'll have some colder spells. Maybe a bit of snow, you never know. Anyway, I've had, not long finished therapy session number 6, I think. So I'm kind of reflecting on that and processing it, I guess. There are a few clouds coming over. Maybe it'll cloud over a bit later. Who cares? It's all weather, isn't it? So I do have a very strong sense, though, of incorporation, I think the word is, an acknowledgement of who I am, my capabilities, my skills, my knowledge, my wisdom, all that sort of stuff. Having had a fairly dim view on my previous career, for example, it's just a very negative view, and actually the experience in the pub has enabled me to see those abilities much more clearly in terms of being able to influence things for the better over time and not feel like I need to jump in and fix them, but just kind of go along, you know, strategize a little bit more. And also to have the nous to know when to back out, you know, back away, stop trying to force an issue. There's a few seagulls here today. Not many, they're mostly flying about quite low, which is either interesting or not. So yes, that's kind of where I'm at, and that sort of leads me into, I've spoken about my blue tack sculptures, rolling balls of blue tack of different sizes, putting them on a piece of glass, making something out of them, shapes and patterns, that kind of thing, which I've been doing just for the fun of it, but I have shown that to some people and have had some, you know, some nice comments about them. And a couple of people have said jewellery. That would look good as a piece of jewellery. So the first one said that, and I'm kind of like, yeah. So it sort of led me to thinking about finding a way to take those designs or designs of that kind and coming up with an end product, which, I don't know, a piece of art, whatever it might be. And then someone else I showed them to on Saturday again mentioned jewellery, and this person likes nice things, but is very interested in things with a heritage. So, you know, vintage clothing, vintage jewellery in this instance. Showed me a couple of pieces and some kind of colour schemes that they like. One in particular being combination of green and pink, so the pink or red, reddy pink, pinky red, the combination of ruby and emerald, I guess those two stones would be. So yesterday I headed off to Hobbycraft, which, as some of you will know, is a massive shop with loads of stuff in it. Quite an intimidating place for the novice, I would say. And I found some clay, some oven drying clay this time, of the approximate colours at least. They're quite close actually, to then go home and make a test piece, which I will post a picture of when I post this on social media. So it's just a test piece to prove that the sort of concept of how this is going to be made works. You know, is it strong enough? Is it rigid enough? Is it robust enough to be, in this case, a brooch that I'm making with this person in mind? So it's kind of a commission piece, really, in a way, in a very small way at the moment. Then I'm hoping that that person might wear it and see if anyone notices it, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just a, I don't know, just to test the process, to find a way to make this thing as a prototype, really. But I think it will be more than a prototype. It will be a finished article in the context of the standard that I'm currently going to be making this to. But I suppose more importantly, you know, you could look at that as, oh, it's just a childish thing with some clay and messing about, and it is, because a lot of it is play and I'm really enjoying it. But it incorporates a number of things, and that is to do something creative, that is purely creative, that is about fun and play and enjoyment, and then to work out how to turn that into something tangible, something practical, and something that someone would want. So that's using my engineering knowledge, really. I mean, not really, I mean, it is. This is the kind of thing I've done in the past to work that out. And it's, you know, fairly simple in this context, but there are some things that might not work out as time goes on. But I'm very committed to doing this. Also because it's for, well, an end customer. It's for someone, and they have, I mean, they haven't, but they have commissioned this piece, and they've given me some direction in terms of what they want. So it's something similar to what they've seen with a certain colours, but there are still little things to iron out, and maybe things I can do to enhance the finished product, such as varnishing it. Do they want it shiny, or do they want it a kind of matte silk finish? What kind of fixings do they want in order to attach this brooch to a piece of clothing? And then you get into, well, do I need to provide different options for people? Or do I just provide one fairly kind of fixed type of product? We shall see. But it's also about engaging with people and asking questions and understanding what it is they want, and then being able to turn that into some actions to give them what they want. And I think that's kind of, in a very simple way, incorporates a lot of what I'm able to do, what I'm capable of. And it's kind of nice to do it in a very simple way, because in a context like this, it's much easier to see, you know, like the overarching things that are involved, than when you're in something that is much more complex and disorganized. You know, I pretty much have free rein to do, excuse me, what I want here. It's sort of low risk. But also, it's been showing a bit of vulnerability to show people these things that I've made in the past. So that's where I'm at right now. Nice, isn't it? I'll catch you all next time. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.